Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink. John Eisenberg, we're here to continue our breakdown series leading up to the draft. And what we want to talk about today is the idea of trades. Of course, last year, the Ravens traded out of the first round of the draft. And there's a lot of discussion about could they make another move this year. So, John, let's start with you. If you're sitting in that room, Ozzie Newsome comes to you and wants to know whether he can trade or whether he should trade. What would it take for the Ravens to move up in the first round, maybe 10, 15 picks, and go get a guy that they really want, whatever position that is?
I don't see 10, 15 picks. I don't see the Ravens. That's not their MO to make a move, jump up 10, 15 places. I think a far more likely scenario would be if someone is falling to the Ravens through the first round and it gets to 28, 29, the guy is there, boom, Ozzie makes the move. I think that's something that has happened before, and I think it could happen again. If there's somebody that's falling that they really want, they think he'll be gone at 30 or 31 or whatever, and they're going to miss him, make that move for him, package some lower picks, you know, maybe even a somewhat high pick. I mean, they got a lot of ammunition there, but that's the move I see.
And that's what they did, you know, a few years ago, 2009. They see Michael Orr tumbling down, and everybody's looking at their draft board saying, holy cow, we have a chance to get Michael Orr here. The Ravens move from 26 to 23, so there's a history of that, as John's saying.
Well, the Ravens have 12 picks this year, so it's unknown if they're going to use all 12 of those picks. They can use them as ammunition.
That's a lot of roster spots.
It's a lot of roster spots. So what do you see? Do you think the Ravens could trade? Do you think it's going to be a draft night scenario where we all wait up to the end of the first round, and then the Ravens have traded back four
spots? We've been there before. To your point of whether they move up 10 to 15 spots, I think then you're giving up a first-round pick in future years, and that's just something that Ozzie is not willing to do unless it's for a quarterback. Gave up a first-round pick for Kyle Bowler. I don't see that happening again this year. Don't see it happening for a while. To trading back, yeah, I think that's always a possibility. Even when you do have 12 draft picks, I could see Ozzie moving back. But this year, I could see him picking at 32 or, like John said, even moving forward as a more likely scenario. But Ozzie's going to look at his options. You know Ozzie's going to take those calls.
He's one of the best at maneuvering around the draft board, moving up three spots, moving back seven, you know, kind of just playing that throughout the process. The other point, you know, the other point here to consider is the Ravens have a number of holes, you know, on both sides of the ball, safety, inside linebacker, you know, tackle, wide receiver, and especially on those defensive positions, this is considered a deep draft at safety, a deep draft at inside linebacker and defensive tackle. Could this be a situation where what would it take for them to move up? Or what would it be, what kind of player would they want to move up for and get?
Yeah, I think it could be, you know, it could be a safety that's dropping down, like a Kenny Vaccaro is a guy that's in that middle round. Maybe if he were starting to slip a little bit, maybe it's one of the inside linebackers, an Alec Ogletree or a Manti Te'o. You know, if they really covet that guy and he's a position of need, maybe it's a tackle. It's a Lane Johnson, you know, who's starting to slide a little bit, because sometimes, you know, if they're not these premier tackles, they'll tend to slide. So it could be somebody like that, you know, that they would opt to move up for. But I think the end of the first round is an enviable position to be in this year, because a lot of draft nicks and people are saying there's not a ton of elite talent in this year's draft. It's really a lot of mid to late first round grades out there.
John, your gut, what's it tell you? Do the Ravens pick at number 32?
I think that no. I think they don't pick at 32. I think something will happen. Ozzie likes to move. He gets restless, you know. But I don't think it'll be a big move either way. It'll either be, you know, 35 or 28, something like that. It's not going to be that big jump up. And he certainly doesn't want to go very far down. So, you know, it's one way or the other, a short move.
Well, the one thing we know for certain is that Ozzie loves maneuvering around that board, and we can expect some of that coming up on draft weekend here later this month.